Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you today? Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. And I also want you to tell me who you are. So drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear you. I want you to tell me who you are, what you think of the show. I really want to know what I need to do to step it up or step it down. Or is it just right? Or do I need to expand on things? But I would definitely want to hear from you. So drop me an email. The address is in the show notes. Now, today we're going to talk about rule number 3. And rule number 3 of the Walking Leader is go by yourself. It's real simple. Here we go. When I was a department head, sometimes an employee or two would want to tag along during my walks. They were curious about what I was finding out, especially when I walked through their areas of responsibility. While under normal circumstances, I would welcome the company on the walk, but this was a special situation. Tactfully, I spoke to the members of my department and explained what I was doing and why I was doing it. They understood and did, in fact, leave me alone to walk alone. However, I could feel them keeping an eye on me whenever I ran into them during the walk. To put them at ease, I would walk up to them and talk. It was difficult for them not to follow me, but they respected what I was doing and understood that to really get this to work, I had to be free to roam. So, go by yourself. You're an adult, and you've been able to cross the street by yourself for some time now. What do you think is more dangerous, crossing a street or walking around your workplace? I mean, if your workplace is an insurgent-filled street and you carry an M60 machine gun, then taking that walk would be best with an 11-man infantry squad that's got your back. You can pretty much guarantee in a typical workplace, if the most dangerous thing you do is cross the street, then please, by all means, walk alone. Of course, you will be tempted to go with a friend or others of the management team, and you can do this, but make sure the moment you leave your office, everyone walks in different directions. Walking around the organization by yourself has its inherent benefits, such as, well, first of all, you're by yourself. You are 100% there, you're present in the moment, and to the employees, all of them, you are approachable. Now, being approachable means no one has to wonder if you're busy or be worried about disturbing you. You are there to be approached. It's human nature to hold back when others are present. If the intent of having a conversation is to ensure a successful exchange of information, ideas, and concepts, then it can be done without a third, fourth, or fifth person with you watering down that conversation. Being 100% present in the moment means that there are no distractions. So do limit what you carry. If you are truly 100% in the moment, you cannot be fidgeting with your tablet, your iPad, your iPhone, smartphone, BlackBerry, or cell phone. Or, heaven forbid, a pager. Seriously, how can anyone be 100% in the moment if they are chatting on the phone or waiting for Facebook to reload on the iPad? A recent study suggested that people who say that they are good at multitasking are giving no more than 80% of their attention to the task they are attempting to multitask. Now, how does 80% translate into being 100% present? It does not. Either you are 100% here in the moment or you are not. It's like being pregnant. I mean, that's the only example I can come up with. Either you are pregnant or you are not. There's no middle ground whatsoever. There's no sort of pregnant. Yes, I understand that there is a very big difference between being pregnant and being a manager and being a leader. I also understand that all require 100% commitment. Are you starting to see what I'm talking about? And the ability to be present and in the moment with those you encounter while walking around the organization will increase your level of authenticity and most certainly deepen your understanding of those with whom you interact. Now, it will always be a matter of committing to something that will make your life as a manager and leader better. Otherwise, why bother? I mean, of course, if people are looking for you, they will have to do it the old-fashioned way. They will have to walk around and find you. Now, trust me on this one. It is better if you come to them and not the other way around. However, don't be tempted to travel in a pack. Be daring, be bold, and go out there by yourself. Constantly and consistently being by yourself during your walks helps to project the seriousness and the commitment of what you are trying to accomplish as a leader. Therefore, in order to be continually improving yourself and making yourself a stronger leader within the organization, you must do everything you can to ensure that you are out there by yourself. Tip: in order to be effective as a walking leader, you will need to carry a few things with you, always. First is a notepad. Keep it small enough to fit in your front pocket, coat pocket, wherever. Just keep it small. I highly recommend the Field Notes pocket notebooks, which are, you know, they're very nice, light, portable, highly accessible, and they're the best, and I use them all the time. Next, you will need two ink pens. Red, blue, green, or black. It doesn't matter, so long as there are two different ink colors, and carry them with you at all times. And why two colors? Well, one color is for regular note-taking, and the other is for critical, important, and urgent notes and comments. Have them handy, have them ready, have them visible. Let them know. That way, when you start taking notes, and we'll talk about this a little bit further on down, but they will understand how serious you are about everything. So to sum it up, get out there. Get out there by yourself. You have no choice. They're not going to take you serious if you're not taking them serious. If you're just going through the motion, because they will see that. They'll see you going through the motion. Oh, he's just walking around, but he's walking around with this other manager, or he's walking around with his friend, or he's just walking around with his employees. It's like you might as well just be walking through. You might as well just be a ghost walking through the buildings, walking through the walls, and just move on, because you're not seeing anything and no one's going to pay attention to you. And you're really not going to gain anything because, again, you're distracted. You're not 100% there in the moment. So do what you can. Do it as often as you can and to everyone. But when you do it by yourself. It's okay. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can do it. I promise you, you can do it. Get out there and do it. Well, listen, again, this sums up. This wraps it up. Thank you for listening to episode number 4 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. And again, I definitely want to hear from you. Email me. Catch me on Twitter. My Twitter hashtag is @DaveGuerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. And let me know what you think of the podcast. I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate you taking this opportunity to download me and put me on your computer or on your iPhone or your tablet or whatever you're listening to me on. I do appreciate that, and I thank you very much. So listen, until next week, have a great rest of your work week. Get out there, listen to your people, talk to your people, talk to everyone. And I'll talk to you then next week. Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.